Life was great in Pompeii. That morning began just like any other day in our glorious city. In the distance, Mount Vesuvius rested proudly upon the rolling hills. People were haggling all around town as they tried to get the latest price. Aromas of sea salt drifted past my nose from the city harbour. As I made my way to the bakery, wafts of freshly baked bread drifted past my nose. I remember it all so clearly. Without warning, something happened. The ground rumbled beneath my feet. The goat bolted away like lightning. My father ran to catch it. Loaves scattered all over the floor. Dogs barked. It was chaos. The mountain released puffs of thin grey smoke towards the sky. Frequently, minutes after, Tranio, my friend, rushed towards the bakery. I told him about what happened. He said that the same thing happened down at the theatre. We decided to play knucklebones down by the fountain. How unprepared could we be? Just as we were about to reach the fountain, the smoke started to fall. We saw people screaming, running, and carrying their belongings. It suffocated, and anyone it touched, we knew were not safe. Tranio shouted to run to the harbour. As we ran, it felt like my lungs were on fire, screaming for air. But I knew to keep running as we ran. We saw people suffocating, fainting, and landmarks burning into flames. Finally, we reached the harbour, leaping into a Greek cargo ship no one ever noticed. Slowly, we fell asleep. The captain must have sensed that something was wrong, because he untied his ship and set sail. After a long sleep, we finally woke up. My heart was pounding like mad, but when I looked back, I would have rather died. Mount Vesuvius erupted into a burst of flames, screaming up into the heavens. Pompeii was gone.